Welcome back to Talkin' Baseball alongside Marty Lurie and Bill Lasky. My name is Kerry Crowley, and it's my pleasure to bring in our next guest to the show. He's the San Francisco Giants farm director, Kyle Haynes, joining us from down in Arizona where minor league camp is well underway. Kyle, how are things going down there?
Hey, Kerry. Thanks for having me on. Things have been well. It's getting hot in Arizona, and the kids are playing well, so it's a good start.
Definitely. I want to congratulate you on two prospects who graduated to the big leagues this week and got big league promotions, and Camilo Doval and Gregory Santos, a pair of hard-throwing right-handers. And I would have to imagine that after a cancellation of a minor league season in 2020 and all that the player development staff had to do to keep tabs on guys and keep guys in shape, that you've got to be pretty pleased and pretty proud that two guys are in the bullpen making an impact for the Giants in the month of April.
Yeah, it's what we live for, is our players able to graduate. And then obviously Camilo had a couple nice outings there at the start, and you know, hopefully he can continue that for our bullpen as we need some right-handed relief depth, and they have some electric stuff. But it's a proud moment for all of us, because we work so hard with the massive group of players, and then to see them go up from the system and be able to help right away and help on some victories there real quick. It's always exciting for all of us to feel a part of the Giants winning some games.
I want to ask about Gregory Santos in particular, because he's someone who really caught my eye during spring training with the high-velocity fastball, apparently up to 101 at the alternate site. You guys transitioned him from being a starter to a reliever in the offseason when he was added to the 40-man roster. What went into that decision, and how did he take to that during instructional league play?
Yeah, we actually saw in instructional league, we just saw the shorter stints. One, because we thought that was going to be a better role for him profile-wise. But number two, just instructional league, people weren't stretched out to go multiple innings. But Gregory had struggled, not necessarily with serious injuries, knock on wood, but he just seemed to not bounce back well after those really long outings to this point. And he just really seemed to thrive when we moved into the bullpen, one inning, maybe two inning stints in instructional league. And then the velo went from that like mid 90s range up to now upper 90s and touching 100. And then his just confidence seemed to grow with the success. So I think we were all optimistic that he could be, you know, a starter, and shoot, maybe someday he could be. I don't know at this point. You don't want to close doors, but his adaptation to that shorter role as a reliever has been really impressive, and really proud of his maturity in all areas of life, and just seeing a kid grow from a young pup into now a big leaguer and just a grown man has just been impressive.
Santos and Doval both coming up to the Giants big league club after stints at the alternate site, which is being held in Sacramento with exhibition games in Stockton against the A's alternate site players. But you're down in Arizona, Kyle, and I wanted to get a feel for what's taking place down there in terms of minor league practices, minor league games. What is the scene like on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, it's you actually kind of brought up a great point there that, you know, Camilo Doval hadn't pitched out of high A San Jose at the time, so high A. Gregory hadn't pitched out of low A Augusta. And, you know, I think it was a huge development challenge in these environments that to get guys from A ball to the big leagues during when there was no season last year. So to go into kind of the routines, it's just been a lot of hard work, a lot of one-on-one attention as much as possible. These workouts are not ideal. We'd much rather do the affiliated seasons, but I think we've made the most out of them, and kind of what they look like is just, you know, going out there and really just glorified instructional league and spring training days for those that are familiar with what those operations look like. Just you get them ready and just go through an old school workout, and then after maybe connect with the players one-on-one and try to work with them one-on-one as much as you possibly can.
One of the most exciting developments that I've seen, Kyle, from some of your guys' minor league work so far is that the SFG Prospects Twitter is back, and that means that people like me and all Giants fans around the Bay Area and around the country can see what's taking place from some of the top prospects. And a few pitchers that caught my eye this week, I'll ask you about them individually. Sam Long and Kyle Harrison both showed up on the SFG Prospects account. Kyle Harrison, of course, the third-round pick out of De La Salle. What kind of work have you seen from him so far? The number that jumped off the Twitter account to me was his fastball is topping out at 98 right now, and I would imagine that's a huge spike in velocity from last summer when he was pitching at De La Salle.
Yeah, he's jumped in velocity. It's it's a credit to his hard work in the weight room and his training and also just adapting to the pro game and adapting to our throwing programs and our plans for him as well. So you got to give him a lot of credit. He did not take the time off, so to speak, and he really got after it and adapted to us really well. You know, I don't know if we'll see 98 a lot. You know, he kind of settles in that more of that 95 range, it seems to. So that's where you'll kind of see him settle in. But he's been nothing but a blessing to watch so far, and exciting and a bright future ahead of him as well. And what's wild is you got a left-handed pitcher who throws 95 to 98, like you mentioned there, and he throws strikes, and really his breaking ball is probably his best pitch. So that's what makes it really exciting is the fastball is, you know, borderline unhittable for these A-ball guys, but the slider is definitely unhittable.
Really exciting to see that, and especially it has to be gratifying to see it from a local guy who you guys kind of built the 2020 draft around. And another left-hander who we just touched on, Sam Long, he was an early standout in big league camp, wasn't drafted by the Giants, but has now ended up in your player development system after signing a minor league deal this offseason, had some really impressive outings during Cactus League play, and 8 strikeouts in an outing this week against the Angels. What is Long's repertoire? What does he bring to the table, and is he a starting pitching prospect for you guys moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely is. Sam has looked really good. Very pleasant surprise. And, you know, it's just a weird story. You know, he had pitched with Tampa Bay, I believe it was, and then ended up taking a year off after things didn't work out. And I think he made some changes to what he was doing and just kind of found a renewed spirit for the game. And then we were able to kind of get him in that free agent market game after, pitching really well for the White Sox in the A-ball. So it was a unique find, unbelievable find on our scouting departments and others as well in the office who work really hard behind the scenes to find him. But he absolutely is considered a pitching prospect with us in my eyes, at least. I'll say my personal opinion. He's got a good fastball. I mean, you might see mid-90s out of him from the left side, really good fastball command and a really good breaking ball that he could throw at any time for a strike. And, I think sometimes I watch it out there. I just really can't believe that this guy was available and we were able to find him where we found him in minor league free agency.
No question. He really jumped off the mound in spring training and obviously an early standout, and not a surprise to me that he's racking up the strikeouts in minor league camp. Joined on Talkin' Baseball by Kyle Haynes, Giants farm director, and I don't think that we can have a conversation these days with you, Kyle, without mentioning the progress that Elliot Ramos has made. It feels like every day at the alternate site he's got a new highlight, whether he's hitting a hard hit double to the opposite field gap, making a diving catch on the warning track, the home run that we saw, I believe it was Wednesday this week. What can you say about not just what he's done, but his determination to get to the big leagues? Because that's what really strikes me about Elliot.
Yeah, definitely got a huge soft spot for Elliot Ramos. I mean, I've known him since he was 17. He hadn't even turned 18 years old. So it's been just great to watch his growth, excited about his future growth and as he continues to grow more. But the one play that really stands out for me is, they had the diving catch in right field at the alternate site. And I remember flashing back to spring training this year where the wind was kind of blowing in a crosswind and there was a right-hand hitter up and he sliced almost an identical ball to that. And he got turned around. He actually broke the wrong way and didn't play the wind or the slice perfectly. And in that alternate site game, he almost had the same exact ball and he played it perfectly and was able to make a great catch. So those are just minor things right there where you see growth in players. And we've seen that over the last month, just between spring training and the alternate site. So obviously the home runs, I'll take all of those as well, and looking forward to more of those and his hard contact that he produces. But just excited about seeing him develop into a well-rounded player at the pace he's been, and looking forward to him growing in the future.
You know, before spring training, Farhan Zaidi, Giants president of baseball operations, said 250 to 300 more upper-level minor league at-bats for Elliot Ramos before he makes his big league debut. Obviously on a really good track record right now with what he's done at the alternate site. But my question, do those alternate site at-bats that he's getting against these Oakland A's prospects, do those count toward that total that Farhan has circled? Do you know that?
I don't, you'll have to ask Farhan that one because I don't know what number. Like I don't know if those are gray area numbers on his total or not. So you'll have to ask him. Hold him to that number he gave you. But I mean, yeah, I think I think that's a realistic ballpark target of plate appearances that he would need for us to give a good evaluation. I don't know if he'll be ready after 250 to 300 at bats, and he's probably gotten, I don't know, 50 or so at the alternate site. But I don't know. I think that's a ballpark number, maybe not for him to be big league ready, but for maybe for us to indicate maybe how close he is to being big league ready, in my opinion. I'll let you throw that on Farhan's plate the next time, whether these at-bats count towards his total he gave you.
I will definitely do that, and no question about that. Every Giants fan wants to know, when are they going to get to see Elliot Ramos at Oracle Park? Another guy that I wanted to ask you about, who Gabe Kapler has touched on multiple times with beat reporters in pregame sessions, is Will Wilson, and he's someone who you guys acquired in 2019 at the winter meetings with that trade with the Angels, and I thought Will Wilson had as good of a spring as any prospect did at the plate that you guys had in camp, but he appears to have continued that at Sacramento. What have you seen from a hitting perspective, from the tweaks that he's made, from the adjustments that Will Wilson has made under your guys' guidance?
Yeah, I totally agree with that assessment of spring training. He drove the ball really well and had some tough luck. He drove, I think, a couple balls that 430 sign in center field at Scottsdale Stadium and, lost some balls into the wind, so to speak, but he drove really well. But I honestly have been surprised how well he's driven the baseball. He's hit a lot of home runs at the alternate site. He just continues to drive the baseball. And we think we had a doubles hitter, but I don't really think we had a guy who's really going to bop the ball out of the ballpark at the rate that he has so far in spring training and at the alternate site. So that's been a pleasant surprise to see. And I don't know if we can ask him to maintain that, but it's just nice to see him getting his good swings off a lot versus some advanced pitching. So we know he's going to defend. We know he's going to give us good at-bats. He's a very well-rounded player. But it's just been nice to see the way he drove the baseball this so far this spring.
It's been really fun to talk about him on the pregame show. Marty and I go all the time. I can remember specifically he was robbed at the wall by Jurickson Profar in Peoria and robbed at the wall at the 430 sign by Ben Gamel earlier this spring as well. So really fun to talk Will Wilson. Hey, Kyle, before we let you go here, I wanted to just ask you about the guys that you hadn't seen for over a year because of the cancellation of the minor league season and because of the late report dates. There were minor league players in your farm system that you hadn't seen in 13 months. Who showed up in Scottsdale this April and surprise you with how good of a shape they were in, how prepared they were to take the field and kind of hit the ground running from day one?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. Well, first of all, we did have a lot of our guys come in instructionally, so I can't disclaim that I didn't see
it. That's true.
There was a lot of guys that I did see between in the last 13 months, let's just call it 13 months. There's a player that I thought looked really, really good, stood out. I thought Abdiel Lair, who's a really late round pick a couple years ago, I think it's 2019 draft or 2018 draft, excuse me. I believe maybe 40th round pick. He signed for much higher money than that. I thought he came into great shape. I thought he looks good. He looks like he's ready to play. Mitchell Tolman, who I've never seen before, and we picked in the minor league Rule 5 draft. I thought he's had a nice spring and has played really well as well. And then I think you could probably put, I'm just throwing a bunch of names. I've got a lot of guys to talk about. But Bryce Johnson, I thought, did a nice job in minor league spring training so far. And we could keep going down the list here of a lot of guys who really showed up ready to go. But yeah, I think there's been a lot of surprises. And I'm really impressed with how well the group trained in the offseason by themselves.
Well, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us here on the Talkin' Baseball pregame show. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to updates from you later on this season. Good luck this year, and we know that we'll be following the minor league seasons closely when things do get going here in May.
Sounds good, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that's Kyle Haynes, Giants farm director. More coming up next on Talkin' Baseball.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free. See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.